And now on Thornbury Radio, Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with a Gift Horse from the It's All Greek collection of plays written by Tony DeMail and published by Lazy Bee Scripts. On the ramparts of Troy, the night shift is bored with a war that's been going on for a long time.
Oh, don't yawn, Arius. You've started me off now.
Sorry. The nights seem to drag, though, don't they?
They do.
Really boring.
It is. Sometimes I almost wish the Spartans would mount an attack, just to break the monotony.
But they haven't for months. I don't know why we're bothering to stand guard.
Pointless.
10 years.
Eh?
10 years they've had us under siege. You'd think they'd come up with the war-winning assault or go home, wouldn't you?
You would.
Do you know, Sophus? I can't even remember what this war is all about now. It's been going on so long.
Helen.
Hmm?
Helen of Troy. Well, she was Helen of Sparta before Prince Paris decided to abduct her and bring her back here.
Oh, yeah. Helen. The face that launched 1,000 ships.
Do you think that's true? One face, 1,000 ships.
There's no doubt she's a real looker. And they did launch an awful lot of ships to try and get her back.
Do you think he's still fed up?
Who?
King Menelaus.
I expect so. I mean, if someone wanders in and kidnaps your wife, you're bound to get a bit upset, don't you think?
Depends. I've sometimes wished someone would take mine.
That's never going to happen.
Why?
No offence, mate, but your missus isn't an obvious comparison to Helen.
I know, but that's one of the reasons I wish someone would take her.
Helen's the most beautiful woman in the world.
She could have me if she played her cards right.
You? You're hardly Prince Paris, are you, mate?
I'll have you know that it's been said I have a very noble profile in the right light.
Like a total eclipse?
Some of the ladies of the higher classes like a bit of rough.
Yeah, but there's rough. And then there's...
What?
And then there's you. You were so ugly when you were born. Your mother thought you'd been mixed up with Medusa, the Gorgon's baby.
That was a misunderstanding.
And Medusa was so upset at the suggestion you were hers, she went on a rampage that had to be sorted out by Perseus.
All right, all right. But lots of babies aren't that good looking. Everyone is always, oh my, what a beautiful baby, when they're actually thinking, oh my, thank the gods mine doesn't look like that.
True, but you didn't grow out of it. You were such an ugly child. Ugly teenager and...
I grant you, I'm an acquired taste, Arius.
An acquired taste is black olives. Or cretin wine. You're just ugly.
My mother loves me.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, bad example. My wife loves me.
She does. No one knows why. But you really ought to stick with her because your chances with anyone else are pretty poor.
You don't reckon Helen might go for someone like me?
There's about as much chance of that as the Spartans getting inside these walls.
I suppose you're right. I mean, if Helen wasn't with Paris, she'd be with King Menelaus, wouldn't she?
If he still wants her back.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, I know I said I thought he'd still be upset at the kidnapping of his wife. But now I'm wondering if 10 years is a long time to hold a grudge.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we all know someone who won't let something go, don't we?
The more I think about it, the more I think there's a good chance he might have moved on. It just might be that King Menelaus has got over being stomping mad, and that's why the Spartans aren't bothering to attack us anymore.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I mean, he might still be a bit irritated. But you can't stay mad for a decade, can you?
I think he was still pretty mad last time they attacked the city walls.
Yeah, but that was ages ago. And when Achilles got shot in the heel with an arrow and died, That seemed to deflate them quite a bit.
Well, I suppose when your best soldier breathes his last over an injury only slightly worse than athlete's foot, it probably does knock your confidence.
They haven't attacked since.
I wish they would. Anything but this interminable boredom.
I know. But I must find it tedious too. What do you think they do to relieve the boredom?
You think they're bored too?
Have you ever been camping?
What's wrong with camping? I quite like camping.
For 10 years?
I see your point. Last time we went, it rained the whole week and the kids moaned constantly there was nothing to do. The evening entertainment was shocking. And the campsite bar was a total rip-off. 4 drachma a pint.
You have to feel for them, really. They've been out there in their tents for a decade with precious little to do between attacks. Can you even imagine sleeping that long on a camp bed? And then there's the campsite toilets. Well.
Carpentry.
What?
I reckon they spend their downtime doing carpentry. Look out there. That line of trees used to be so deep it went into the horizon. They've chopped down hundreds of trees and it can't all be for firewood and catapults. They're making stuff.
What stuff?
I don't know. I have trouble sleeping off the night shift and I can hear them sawing and planing all day. Maybe they're making high-end furniture to take home after the war.
I wish I was a carpenter. I hate working nights just looking over the ramparts, waiting for something to happen that never happens.
Yep, it's really dull.
Just a minute. Can you hear marching?
Yeah, yeah. Quick, sound the alarms. The Spartan must be coming.
No, look. Thousands of them marching away from us to the sea. They're leaving. They're actually leaving. After 10 years of interminable siege, they've finally given up and going back to Sparta. We've won. We've won the war. Hang on. What's that?
What's what?
Out on the plain, in the mist. It's... What is it?
It's a huge wooden horse.
By Zeus, it is. They really have lost it, haven't they? I mean, who in their right mind would build a wooden horse that size? They've gone nuts. 10 years of camp food and Sparta's Got Talent contests every evening has addled their brains. They'll never get that on a ship home. What a waste of time and wood.
But look, they don't intend to take it home. There's a note attached to the flank. It says, a gift to the people of Troy.
Well, fair play. I have to be honest. All the time they were firing blazing arrows at us and hurling rocks from huge catapults at our walls, I never had them down as a giving bunch. You never think that an army that's trying to starve you out is a particularly benevolent outfit, do you? But it seems I was wrong. What a nice gesture.
That'll go lovely in the main square.
Won't it? I have to say my personal preference is for a lighter colour wood, but it would be cheerless to complain, wouldn't it?
A slightly smaller pair rather than a big one would have been easier to manage, but it's the thought that counts.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth, I say. The Spartans have gone right up in my estimation. I would never have guessed that a race of barbaric, cold-blooded killers with a grudge could come up with something so... artistically beautiful.
So, we've finally seen them off and they're going home to Sparta. Prince Paris will be pleased.
I should think Helen will be more than a little chuffed too. She wouldn't be human if she didn't feel just a little bit guilty about the course of 10 years of misery.
And boredom.
And boredom.
No more night shifts.
Hooray!
I suppose we'd better go and tell everyone the news.
And spoil the surprise, Sophus? No. Let's get the gift into the city and break the news in the morning.
Really?
Can you imagine everyone's faces when they wake up in the morning and see a huge present in the main square? Can you imagine how popular we'll be? Oh, I expect we'll break a bit of a sweat, but we can do it. Just think of the cheering crowds when we tell them the Spartans have gone home. And we were the ones who brought the biggest gift they've ever seen inside the gates.
You're right, Arius. It'll be worth the effort. Come on. What could go wrong?
You've been listening to A Gift Horse, featuring Steve Wright and Alan Jenner, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back next Tuesday evening on Thornbury Radio.